A lot of feedback on the beard, it has to be said. The only bloke that should run with a beard is Chuck Norris, Gaz. Fair to say, there is chatter.
Some things you can bring up and move on quickly from.
Are there?
Yeah.
And you want this one to be one of those?
Yeah, it would be good.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. We've been speaking about your beard, and the article on the weekend, which you got your PR agent to cook up, said that...
yeah. Not for the first time.
Not for the first time. It's the ninth week in a row you've had your face splashed around the Herald Sun. If the facial foliage lasts, Lyon will be joining the likes of Jeff Harvey and Don Burke in the rare ranks of nine bearded wonders.
That is rarefied company.
Well, we said that earlier, and I don't know whether this is right or not, but I think we got Don Burke on the line. Welcome to you, Don.
G'day, boys. G'day, Hamish, Tim, Gary. Oh, Gary, you're under the spotlight again, mate.
Again.
Yeah, happy to be, Don. What was your situation, Don, back there, please? Because these boys are bringing up and think I'm going to have an issue with it.
I got the same pressure. When I was sort of just starting to work a bit on Channel 9, and even, I think, prior to the beginning of Burke's Backyard, I was hauled in, told to go straight down to bloody hairdressing, get the damn beard cut off and a decent haircut. They put me under a lot of pressure.
Hey, Don, how'd you resist all that pressure? It's Tim here. Good morning to you, by the way.
Yeah, Tim. Look, a bit like you, Tim. I'm a placid bloke, and I just do my own bloody thing.
You told him to get stuffed, did you?
No. I was comfortable with myself. That's just who I am. I didn't grow out for bloody effects. So my attitude internally was, yeah, get stuff. But no, I just didn't pay any attention to it. But listen, Gary, you've got to think. Look at the chicks. They can do stuff like they can go blonde overnight and it's fine. They can wear all sorts of weird clothes. You look like, I like that Paulie Perrott who plays Abby on NCIS. She's a goth. You can go all these different things. We're all different people. We all like to try something a bit, and I think the fact you're trying something like that's bloody good.
I think you're right, Don. I think I'll get the support of the network.
Yeah, but just watch how far you go. Like, to me, I look at Jason Ackermanis and I think maybe the collars and the cuffs should always match.
Hey, Don, before we let you go, what are you up to these days?
Look, we've got our YouTube channel. I still do bits on Sky News. I had been working a little bit. There's a body in Canberra that does all the chemicals that affect you in the environment. I've been working a little bit with the minister on that, Barnaby Joyce and so on. So lots of bits and pieces behind the scenes.
And Don, you can clear up a bit of an argument we've had here too. Gary has said that his episode of Burke's Backyard in his backyard is the highest rating Burke's Backyard of all time. Is that in fact the case?
I'm certain it was. But listen, what about a bit of respect for Gary?
There is no
greater mark of the fact that he is one of the great legends of Australia that a key player in the Australian team... Nathan Lyon is now referred to as Gary.
Well, there you go.
If he grows a beard, then we'll know we've made it.
Nice, Gary!
No, he's got a beard. He's bald on top, but he's sporting a beard. Mate, you've made it. It doesn't get any better than that.
Well, once I get this small bit of land I've got and I get something going there and someone comes along and says, nice, Don, then you know you've made it.
Yeah, exactly. And Don, I've just got a little bit of something black that's appeared on my olive tree as well. How do I get rid of that?
Something black? Black on your olive tree.
Yeah, so like soot that's the sort of form on the olive tree.
First of all, I'd give it some lime. They like lime. Yep. It's a bit too wet. That's what your problem is. That's a sooty mould. But just a bit of lime and don't overwater and fertilise it and you will be fine. But listen, Gary, I reckon just a tiny trim, just not quite so much the Yeti.
I will take that on board, Don, and we appreciate hearing from you. It's been very, very nice.
All right, see you, Tim.
See you, Donnie.
Thanks, Don. What a legend he is.